An important piece of musical history went up for auction at Sotheby's in London today. A private collector bought a score of Beethoven's Ninth Symphony for almost $3.5 million. It's believed to be the copy used at the premiere performance, and on almost every page it contains Beethoven's corrections for the printer. NPR's Jeffrey Fryman Weyer says that since its composition, Beethoven's Ninth has been the piece of music to turn to when one wants to make a statement of freedom and brotherhood.
Beethoven's final symphony, completed when he was deaf, stands as a timeless work of noble ideals. Those who have conducted it find it hard not to use superlatives. Sir Simon Rattle.
Nobody had written music like this before. Nobody has written music like it since.
Conductor emeritus of the New York Philharmonic, Kurt Mazur.
I always feel in the beginning of the Ninth Symphony, you feel the dimension of the universe, that this is not on Earth anymore.
Maren Alsop, conductor of the Colorado Symphony.
It's one of those high points of Western civilization. It's a piece that connects us to each other. It has a message, regardless of what age we live in.
That message, in the Friedrich Schiller poem Ode to Joy that Beethoven used as text in the final movement, is that all men will become brothers. The power of this message can be seen in the way the symphony, and especially its final chorus, has been used since then. In the Nagano Winter Olympics, choirs from five continents sang it together via satellite. Perhaps more dramatically, in 1989, after the Berlin Wall came down, Leonard Bernstein conducted a performance in Berlin with singers and an orchestra from both sides of the Iron Curtain. He made one change to Schiller's text. Instead of the choir entering with the word Freude, or joy, they sang Freiheit, freedom. Conductor Maren Alsop says that Beethoven would have approved the change.
I think he would have felt fantastic about Bernstein updating his work for the particular situation, which really was about love and overcoming animosities that get in the way of connecting with people one-on-one.
In his book, Beethoven's Ninth, A Political History, author Esteban Buch outlines the conflicting ways the power of the symphony has been used. He writes that Hitler celebrated his birthdays with the Ode to Joy, and yet the same music was used to oppose him, even in his concentration camps. It was the anthem of the racist Republic of Rhodesia, and it is today the anthem of the European Union. It's also pervasive in popular culture, appearing in movies like A Clockwork Orange and Die Hard, showing up in advertising campaigns, and in many hymnals as Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee. It's often one of the first tunes a piano student learns, and although the story might be apocryphal, it's widely believed that compact discs were designed to be 74 minutes long so that Beethoven's Ninth could fit on a single CD. The 575-page manuscript, auctioned today, contains previously unpublished material, including insults directed at the copyist who had misread Beethoven's scrawl. It did not set the record for the most expensive music manuscript, which is still held by a set of 9 Mozart symphonies that Sotheby's auctioned in 1987. But considering the universality of the music itself, and the message of brotherhood, freedom, and joy that it never fails to deliver, many think the winning bidder in London got a bargain. Jeffrey Fryman Weyer, NPR News.